USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is continuing to push coronavirus vaccines as a way to fight against a new coronavirus variant. The president speaking to reporters while in Nantucket, Massachusetts.
Every American has not been vaccinated. Responsible to be vaccinated 5 years
ago. It's called Omicron, and it was discovered in South Africa. Biden says he was briefed on the situation by Dr. Anthony Fauci and members of his COVID-19 response team. Crowds are turning out in full force as San Diego's Comic-Con gets underway. Up to 60,000 people are expected for the Comic-Con special edition that runs through Sunday at the San Diego Convention Center. All attendees will need to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test, and masks will be required. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is the solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
On this Black Friday, the Better Business Bureau is putting out its annual list of tips to make sure people are getting the best value for their money. The agency is suggesting you do your research before purchasing a product. That includes taking a close look at reviews, also signing up for email alerts from your favorite retailer so you don't miss out on any opportunities to save. AAA also warning people when they're out shopping that thieves are also out in abundance as well. Doug Shoup from AAA has some advice on how you can keep you and your new purchases safe.
Lock their car doors and close their windows. Don't leave the vehicle running anytime you're not in it. Never leave belongings or purchases in plain view from outside of the vehicle. Park in populated, well-lit areas and never hide a spare ignition key on the vehicle.
That audio courtesy of KABC. C7 in Los Angeles. Congress is back in session on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An active weather system has it feeling like winter in parts of the country.
Forecasters say a quick-hitting storm known as an Alberta Clipper is forecast to bring frigid air and the first snow of the season for some across a wide portion of the country. Due to a dip in the jet stream, cold air will rush across portions of the Midwest and the Great Lakes on Friday and set the stage for stormy weather to come. People in the Dakotas, Ohio, and Michigan that are heading out for Black Friday will need to bundle up as low temperatures are forecast to dip into the teens and 20s. By Friday night, stormy weather will reach across the northern U.S. Snow is forecast from Minnesota to Illinois during the day on Saturday. Snowy and slick conditions that do develop on the roads may lead to travel issues or significant delays as the travelers continue to increase throughout the holiday weekend. Snow will continue across much of the Great Lakes region on Sunday, with a steady snowfall expected across northern Michigan, as well as the Upper Peninsula. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Police in Alabama are sharing an update on several hundred FedEx boxes that were dumped into a ravine. They were tossed by a contract delivery driver, but investigators have yet to establish a motive. FedEx saying they're working to make sure all the packages are delivered to their intended destination. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.